Chapter 13, Proactive or Reactive, the Preventative Choice. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. What I told my children. When my son Micah was learning to drive and about to get his driver's license, I began to investigate insurance costs. I heard that insuring a teen would be very expensive, but that some insurance companies gave discounts for taking a driving instruction course. My insurance company didn't offer that. Instead, they offered another discount method. Micah had to sit down with his parents and write a list of what the consequences would be if he got a moving violation of any kind, consequences for a second violation, or if he got in a wreck. We, as a family, had to predetermine what the consequences would be for all these situations, and he had to sign his name that he agreed with them. It didn't seem like a very good way to teach a teen driver at the time, though he did have to log a certain number of hours practicing his driving skills in the daytime and at night. But he never once got a ticket, nor did he get in an accident as a teenager. In fact, he didn't get his first moving violation until after he got out of the Marines. He knew that if he had gotten a ticket as a teen, he would have lost his privilege to drive for a period of time. If he got a second moving violation, he would have lost the privilege for a longer period. If he got in a wreck that was his fault, he would not drive for 6 months. I think those consequences were embedded in the back of his mind and kept him from having to experience these crises at all. He claims he was just good at avoiding cops, but I think it was more than that. Talking about consequences from careless driving may seem quite trivial compared to talking about consequences from abortion, but the same principle applies. When my children were just 9 and 12, I was asked to share my story at a middle school retreat. This was a bit of a predicament for me because both would be with me at this retreat. I knew that I didn't want them to hear my story for the first time publicly. Age 9 was probably younger than would normally be appropriate to hear this kind of thing from one's mother, but I felt I shouldn't miss this retreat opportunity to make a difference in the lives of young people. I felt it was necessary to share with my own children in advance. I gathered them and my courage together and explained to them in a child-friendly manner what abortion was. I then told them that when I was a young adult, I made some foolish choices and ended up pregnant 2 times out of wedlock. I made even more foolish choices trying to hide my shame and had 2 abortions. I shared with them that the abortions caused me many problems in life and that I would always, always miss my children in heaven. I then explained to them that I was asked to share my story at the upcoming retreat. I told them that I knew it was hard for them to hear what I was saying, and I understood if they were upset. I went on to say that if I'd ever thought I'd have to tell my children what I'd done, I would never have done it. Then I gave them 2 reasons why they should know. First, I wanted my children to know that I was teaching them right from wrong as best as I could. I trusted them to try their best to do the right things and not the wrong things. I knew they were human and would make mistakes, and I wanted them to know that no matter what trouble they got into, they could always come and tell me. I may be disappointed or even angry at what they've done, but I promise to be there for them, to walk through it with them. Second, I took the lives of their siblings, and I needed to ask their forgiveness, though I did not deserve it. I expressed my sorrow that they missed out on growing up with their siblings and knowing them. And I knew that they might not find it easy to forgive me because it was hard for me to even accept myself after what I'd done. Micah, the eternally happy boy, forgave me instantly, wrapping me in his arms. Danielle needed a couple of days to ruminate on it before she offered her forgiveness, as I was tucking her into bed one night. I think it was much harder for her at her age, and maybe because she was a girl with maternal instincts. I'm just so grateful that they were willing to offer me their forgiveness. Telling them ended up making a huge difference in their lives in the years to come because they grew up with the truth about abortion. When I shared my story with them, I didn't know what hard times we would face in the years ahead. Danielle struggled greatly when her dad and I divorced. She became pregnant at age 15, but because she remembered my story, she refused to have an abortion, even when pressured by others. Danielle was afraid to tell me, but she knew in her heart that I would not abandon her in her predicament. I was there for her, as promised. She gave birth to a beautiful baby girl at age 16. Our church came alongside Danielle with a baby shower and even a vehicle. But a few months after her baby was born, she was pregnant again. I think I saw my life pass before my eyes. She had some pretty strong pressure to abort, but again refused, saying that her mom did that and it was terrible. At age 17, she gave birth to another beautiful baby girl. Again, our church came around her in many ways. Same grace the second time around, only this time with a group of women who took turns mentoring her and helping her with diapers and other provisions. Marriage was not a reasonable option for Danielle and the father at the time, though she made the mature decision to parent these babies. At age 19, she became pregnant a third time. Her birth control, obviously not effective. At this point, they made the decision to get married. I have a great deal of respect for them both, as they didn't take what may have seemed to be a much easier and more reasonable choice for their young ages. They valued each other and they valued their children, and they are one of the most beautiful families on earth. As of this writing, they've been married more than 12 years and are excellent parents to their three children. It hasn't always been an easy road. In fact, it's been difficult beyond words at times. But I believe if I had not told her my story before she faced these untimely pregnancies, it's quite probable that this beautiful family would not exist today. And she would be facing all the consequences of abortion that I faced. Plus, I may have never known my irreplaceable grandchildren. That, my friend, is the power of testimony.